Masechta Avodah Zarah is really three different Masechtas. I know the daf is about 120 days away from getting to it. He's starting Sanhedrin today. But Masechta Avodah Zarah is really three Masechtas. From the beginning till Daf Lamed, Daf Lamed till Daf Mem, and Daf Mem to the end. Daf Lamed to Daf Mem, Masechta Avodah Zarah are the halachis of foods that are not prohibited if they come from a Yad Goy. It has things that are also Bahanoah and Be'achila, things also Be'achila, and things that are Mutter. The beginning of the second volume of Yeridaya, starting from Kufyud Beis, where we begin today, are the halachis of Afiyas Ashem, Afiyas Akum, Bishul Akum, and then we'll have Cholav Akum, and of course ultimately we'll have Yayin Akum. The first two simanim are Bishul Akum and Afiyas Akum, and then Bishul Akum. And we're going to learn today the dinim, of Pas Akum, of Pas that comes from a guy. Now what I would like to point out before we begin is that the dinim of Pas Akum and Bishul Akum are different. They're different fundamentally in their reasoning, and they're also different in halacha lemaisa in a couple of basic ways. Now, the fundamental difference, in other words, in the makar of the yisur, is the following: pas akum is asur mishum chasnus, as it says here in the first line of Shulchan Aruch. That they asked pas akum because of chasnus, because they wanted to limit the socializing between Jew and non-Jew, and by not allowing you to eat the bread of a guy, they would put a limitation on the ability to have meals together. One second, but bishul akum has two reasons that Rashi mentions. Rashi in Avodah Zarah mentions two reasons that bishul akum is also. One reason is mishum chasnus, and a second reason is mishum kashrus. One reason is because, again, you shouldn't socialize so much, and if you ask a pas akum and bishul akum, it's a severe limitation. But by bishul akum, there's a second cheshbin, a kashrus cheshbin. What? Now, it's interesting that pas, until recent times, pas of a goy was considered 100% kosher. Pas was made of flour and water, and that's it. Flour and water and no other ingredients. Now the ingredients, that's why we find in the Shulchan Aruch and in the Gemara that if you have bread of a goy, you could eat it. As a matter of fact, it shocks people to learn Hilchis Pesach. It says on Pesach, since we paskin, you only need lishma on the for the matzah mitzvah. So therefore, you can go to a guy and get dough from a guy and bake matzahs from it on Pesach. And we would never go to a guy. Well, today we have other reasons why we can't, because today the flour itself sometimes becomes chametz. But the point is that in Chazal, eating bread of a guy was considered a mutter. Bread, you can go and buy bread anywhere. And there was no kashrus issue in the bread, because the bread itself was made out of flour and water. The ovens, at least typically, were self-kashering ovens. There were ovens that had a hot enough fire in it that there was no kashrus issue. And typically, there were no kashrus issues with bread. That's not true today. Today, my father, Oliver Shalom, when he came to America, after the Holocaust, he didn't have money to come. So he came because he and his friend saw a help wanted ad for the from the U.S. Army that was shipping Marines back from Europe to the United States, and they needed two assistant bakers. So my father and his friend said, "We'll be assistant bakers." Not the first thing about baking, but they went across on the boat, and on the way, because Baruch Hu sent them a parnassah, so the head baker taught them how to bake. My father said he thought he'll get on the boat, he'll eat bread. You know, bread is kosher everywhere. And fortunately, he worked in the bakery, and they put lard in the bread. It was literally chazer. And fortunately, they had on the boat a storage of matzahs for the Jewish sailors on Pesach. They had boxes of matzahs. It wasn't shmura, but so he ate matzahs on his way across, matzahs and oranges. But he didn't bake the matzahs, he just ate the matzahs. But at any rate, so today bread is a kashrus issue besides, but you can have a heksher for the kashrus issues. There are a couple of basic differences in the kula of one that doesn't apply to another, and I'd like just to be magdim that, and we're going to start learning what says here Shulchan Aruch. There are kulis by Bishul Akum that don't apply to Afiyas Akum, and kulis of Afiyas Akum which don't apply to Bishul Akum. In Bishul Akum, which we're going to learn in Kufya Gimel, there is one very basic heter that kol she'eino ela shulchan malachim, anything that's not served at a significant meal is not osur mishum Bishul Akum. That's the reason we can eat jelly beans, and the reason we eat sucking candies. All these things are Bishul Akum. They're cooked by goyim. Licorice is cooked by goyim. Nevertheless, since licorice and jelly beans are not oil al shulchan malachim, even Reagan used to have them on his cabinet table, but the fact that it was a queer thing, and it wasn't oil al shulchan malachim, he didn't serve it to the queen when she came. So all these things are Bishul Akum. You can catch someone off guard, say, how do you eat jelly beans? Bishul Akum. But the teretz is, it's ain't oil al shulchan malachim. Now that's a heter for Bishul Akum. It's not a heter for Pas Akum. It's not a heter to eat a cookie, which is a shayla of Pas Akum. The fact that it's not oil al shulchan malachim is not itself a heter. So that's a kula that applies there, doesn't apply here. But that's why donuts, real donuts, the donuts that are fried, are shilas of Bishul Akum, not Afiyas Akum. Because a donut, even though we think of it as a piece of cake, is actually a cooked item. It's cooked in oil. And it gets into the dinim of Bishul Akum. And the question whether a donut is Eilal Shulchan Malachim, and those that are Mekel assume that it's not Eilal Shulchan Malachim, and that's why they eat it. The potato chip is a shilas of Bishul Akum. Well, the question is if it's al shulchan malachim, because potatoes are. We're going to get to that. We'll get to it in Kufya Gimel. Those are mekels because they hold the sign by al shulchan malachim. Yeah, Ramesh helped. Now, so that's the kula of Bishul Akum. The kula of Afiyas Akum, which we're going. Bagels are Afiyah. The way bagels are made. Bagels are thrown into hot water just for a few seconds. The reason it's done is so that the hot water should create a skin, should bake a skin, cook a skin. Now, once that skin is cooked, afterwards, when the dough rises, it doesn't rise. But the reason dough rises is because either you do put in yeast or you don't put in yeast. Either way, there are organisms, living organisms in the flour. If you put in yeast, you're putting a lot of living organisms in the flour. And those living organisms consume the carbohydrates, and they excrete, I don't know a nicer word for it, carbon dioxide. And therefore, when you take a piece of bread, you see all those air holes are the burps of these organisms. They eat the carbohydrates, and they give off carbon dioxide. And therefore, you have these little air holes. That's what causes them to rise. If you let them rise too long, then it rises, and it turns sour because there's too much of it inside. Right? On Pesach, you say there's chametz and sa'ar. So why did your Rebbe teach in Yiddish? Sa'ar? Zayurteg. So Gemara says, Yesh pei l'chametz kama isais. It itself is not edible, but you can make other things. What does that mean? These organisms are allowed to sit in the dough. Now, what we do is you put the stuff in the oven. You put it in the oven, you're killing all of these organisms. Don't tell Peter about it, but you're killing all these organisms. It's cruel. You're frying them, you're baking them to death. And they die, and the thing no longer rises because it's baked. The sourdough is something that's not baked. These things multiply. So right now it gets so sour it's not edible. But if you want to be mechameya by kama isais, you want to take a different dough, and you want to speed up the process, you don't want to wait and let it sit. So you add yeast, instead of adding yeast, you add a piece of dough that has it, you mix it, and memela the organism spread, and memela it continues, it speeds up the process. That's basically the way that bread works. That's the same thing is true about wine. Fermentation of wine is the same thing. They're, whatever organisms are in the wine consume the sugar, and they create alcohol as their byproduct. And that's why wine can never be more than 14 or 14.5% alcohol, because once the mixture becomes 14% alcohol, they can't survive there anymore. And the organisms die, and that's why if you want to make wine that's more than 14% alcohol, you have to add, what's the term for that?
Fortify.
Right. So they fortify, they add alcohol to it. But the natural wine can't have more than 14.5% alcohol. Now what a bagel is, it's not really cooked halachically. It's thrown into hot water so that a skin is formed. That's the hard skin that you feel on the outside of a bagel. Subsequently, that, technically it's bishul, but it doesn't make it edible. It's not edible after you cook it. Subsequently, when the dough would otherwise rise, it has these squeezed in ear holes in the bagel, which gives it its unique taste. So a bagel is not a shiloh bishul, it's a shiloh afia, and it falls under the category of afia sakra. So I said there's one kula which applies to bishul that does not apply to afia. Now there's a major kula in afia, which we're going to learn today, that does not apply to bishul, and that is the heter of pas palter. The heter of pas palter is that Chazal were making, we'll have to see why, machlekes why, on pas that's made commercial, that's made for sale. Doesn't matter if it's made commercially, even someone makes it in the house for sale, if it's made to be sold, then there is no iser of pasakum. Now that heter applies to only pas. It does not apply to donuts or any cooked item. Cooked items, there is no heter of palter. So that you have one major kula by pas and one major kula by bishul. And what I've told you till now, I think, is fairly well known to anybody who's gone through the halachas. There's a second kula in each, which is the issue of dispute, machlaikis, whether how to work by pas and how to work by bishul. The kula of afia, which we're going to learn, is the kula of chitoy. Chitoy means that if a Jew added even one twig to the fire, then there's no issa pasakum. The question is whether that applies to bishul akum. And it's a very big shaila today. We're going to deal with it later, but the hot button topic today in bishul akum is the following problem. In our local restaurants in Flatbush and elsewhere, for years we've had a mashgiach who turns on the pilot light, and the main law, or better than the pilot light, is a heter which the good Hashem don't rely on, but turns on the fire, and the guy bakes, and there's no problem. The issue today has to do with the microwave or confectionery ovens, which are in all the stores, where you can't turn on a fire and have it burn a whole day. Every time you open the door, the fire goes off. And when you close the door, the fire or whatever it is that's creating the heat goes back on. Now here, it's a problem. You can have one mashgiach and a bunch of workers in the store, but the workers are opening the oven and closing the oven. And they're constantly... Now that's a problem. Now by afia that would not be a problem, because by afia the heter of chitoy means that if there's residual heat from the cooking of a Jew, the baking of a Jew, the fire of a Jew, that's enough. That's like throwing in a twig. So if an oven is hot from the baking of a Jew, so even if somebody comes, opens the oven, puts in a plate of eggs and closes it, it's not going to be an issue because there's residual heat by afia. By bishul, the Shulchan Aruch is going to say there's no heter chitoy, which means that we have a major problem in all these stores. They really can't afford to pay wages that a firm yid would need to live on for all these jobs. They hire immigrants that are not Jewish. And the question becomes, what does one do? They're putting in. If they're warming up food, it's not a problem. If they're cooking eggs or meat or potatoes or putting in a steak, that's where the issues come up. Well, what we did in the Kehila stores is we require them to put an override on whatever it is that when you open the door, it does not shut off the heat.
So,
in all of these things, there's an override. We have an electrician that we don't get a cut. We just now the stores are reluctant to do it because they lose their warranty. As soon as you patchka with it, you lose your warranty, and we've lost some hechsherim over it because they make an investment. I'm talking about a tiny microwave. I'm talking about big Kalem. And what? It's a commercial machine, and they don't want to lose the warranty, especially if it's a new machine. They don't know what it's going to be. Any oven where the door opens.
If you open the door, you're going to expose everybody to the radiation. That's the problem.
Right? Yeah, well, you only do it for Mexicans. It's not a... the thing is that the issue of what to do about opening and closing, it's a serious issue. And it will come down to this machlaikis, whether by chitoy, we're going to have the head to bypass. You're going to have to wait about a couple of weeks. When we get to bishul, we'll have to see if the atzirufin to be made by bishul. By most foods, there are atzirufin. So what I'm telling you is, there's one kula definitely that's by bishul, not by afiyah, and one that's definitely by afiyah, not by bishul. Now, we have a kula which is by afiyah, which may not be by bishul. The next shiloh, which we're going to deal with momentarily, is the shiloh of a fryer yid, of a mummer. The shiloh of a mummer, whether a fryer yid has a din of a guy in this regard, well, let's see. If it's mishum chasnus, if it's only because of marrying their daughter, you're allowed to marry the daughter of a fryer yid. He has a daughter, you're allowed to marry. That can make a gezeira. You might marry them. Now, I have to tell you, there's a chuvin the Divrei Chaim who disagrees with what I just said. He holds that chasnus is even by frayin. But typically, the thinking of the paiskim is that there's no chasnus by frayin. I make exerium. I marry his daughter. It's not like marrying a guy. By bishul, though, where the shiloh is because of kashrus, the shiloh would still apply. And therefore, it would seem by afiyah that there is a heter of a mummer, which, as we'll see shortly, is an important kula. So my point is, there are kulas that are by one and not by the other. So I mentioned to you four kulas. Again, to review, bishul has Eila Shulchan Malachim as a kula, which doesn't apply to afiyah. Afiyah has paspaltu, which doesn't apply there. Then there are the two that are subject to controversy. Chitoy is a kula here, which may or may not be a kula by bishul. The Shulchan Aruch says it's not. And mummer, again, is a kula here, which may or may not apply in the case of bishul. So these are four kulas, which basically pashtus don't have a cross reference.
And a mummer,
I'll have to see if there's any difference. I don't think there's a difference between mummer lahachas and that. He's a fryid, so then...
Did Rabbi Chaim hold that the child is pugum, or is he limited only to daughters rather than...
I don't think he means that's pugum. He just says, why would you want to marry someone from... He doesn't mean the child's about tshuva. He means exeria, but you'll marry and not for a woman.
Only a woman.
Exeria is on marrying their daughters.
This problem you have by the microwave, and the thing by the cake is also the same problem, or the caterers you take care of?
I can't speak for all the caterers. The kitchens in the halls that I've been in are regular kitchens. They have regular ovens. I don't think you open the door, I don't think they go off. So I can't tell you. I don't think Kila's the only one that does it. Just we do it. I'm sure there are others who do it. Yes? Therefore what? If that's the case, you have a kula. But typically, you don't have that kula. Right? Now let's begin Siman Kuf Yud Beis. Dim Pashal Oyde Kechavim. Osru Chachamim Lecho Pashal Amimin Oyde Kechavim Mishum Chasmus. Chazalia Asid Eating Pas of a Goy Mishum Chasmus. Now here's an important line. I feel be mocking the Lecho Mishum Chasmus Asid. The Ramai adds that even in a place where there's no Gezerah of Chasmus, it's usher as well. What does that mean in a place where there's no gezeira? So the Taz writes, "Kagoyin shein lebanim delay plug rabbanim." Even if it's they say a kaimer, I think the Grabei says even kagoyin akaimerim, the priests who don't marry practice celibacy and they have no children. So why do you guys are you going to marry their daughter? So it's a light plug in the gezeira applies. Now that's important, this Ramah. Because it's sometimes confusing. You can learn Bishul HaKam, Afiyas HaKam, and you say, that's a Shaila. You ever heard people say, that's a Shaila. So Shaila means, you remember once learned about it, and you're confused what you remember, and it's sometimes confusing. Sometimes things are machlaikas. But this appears to be no machlaikas. The Shulchan Aruch says, the Ramah says, Afilu b'makin deleka mishum chas nasasar. Even in a place where there's no chance of marrying their daughter, pas akum is still asr. So someone's going to say, there's no chasnas, this is baked in China, and it's shipped here, so how could there be chasnas? So I tell him, well, you're telling me a nice svara, but it's not like the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says, loy plug. If it's baked by a guy, then there's an isra of pasakum. You're going to start telling me svaras. That's by Bishl. I don't think it's by Storosh, it's by Fia. I don't think there's any such kula. So, by Bishl maybe. But so... All right, so I said, people are going to say, in time of Chazal, you didn't have. But the Taz says, loy plug rabbanon. The Taz says that word, that this gezer is made with a loy plug. So it's very hard to come with svaris and say differently than what it says here. The Taz says loy plug, the Shas says loy plug, the Gros says loy plug. So, it's not always Ramah, but I'm assuming this is.
So they made an exception of Paltar? They made an exception.
We'll learn it. Give me a chance. We'll learn the Tzif Beis. I'll get to it. And they only acid pas made out of the five types of grains. Of a pashal kidneys, but if they make pas out of beans, I don't think they have that today. Or the vishalayres or rice v'daychin or corn of some sort. Ena b'chal plastam shasu. That's not included in pasakum. V'gav ena yasim b'shem bishalakum imenei ala shulchan malachim. And if it's not oilah shulcha malachim, it's a cheap type of a bread made out of corn or whatever else it might be, so then there's a... so then it's mutter.
So the remote is that if it doesn't fall into the category...
If it doesn't fall to pass, it goes to rules of bishul. Good. If it doesn't fall to pass, it goes to bishul. So if you have a corn muffin, if you hold it's not passed, then it's... Bishul. Okay. Now, what would you rather? Your corn muffin should be pasakum or bishulakum? What would you rather? What's more cooler, Dick? If it's pas or it's bishul? If it's pas, you'll have to cool up pas palter. Well, that's the thing. If what would you rather have? The heter pas palter, which says it's tov lahachmer, or the heter v'ainal shulchan malachim, where it's mutal lechatchila. So it depends. It depends where you're at. Now, I have to tell you, most of the corn muffins today are flour muffins with corn flavoring, or sometimes it has corn in it. So really, it's has a din of pass. The question is, it's mezonos for sure. The question is, if it has a mixture of corn flour and wheat flour, how one paskins its din? So the Prima Gadim here says that you go basarayv. I have to tell you, the Prima Gadim is often missed in Hilchis, because those who learn Prima Gadim in Yaradei are used to turning to the back and finding it. Now here you have, in your copies, at the end of Siman Kuf Yud Beis, you have the Prima Gadim. Two pages over, you see there Prima Gadim on the bottom, and there, in Beis, at the end of Kuf Yud Beis, right before Kuf Yud Gimel, it says in Temesh Mitzvah Zav Beis Ella Ayin Taz Yeruhu Adin Terkish Aveitz. You know what Terkish Aveitz is? Terkish Aveitz is corn. It's corn. Terkish Aveitz is American corn. I don't know why it's called Terkish Aveitz, but I believe it's corn. It's a tshuva, some Sefer Achayim Tshuva Nun, I think, where he talks about this. And it's not in the back of Shulchan Aruch. It's just two pages over, Frank. Just two pages, you turn two pages, the end of Kofiud Beis, at the bottom of the page. So there he says, Turkish Aveitz Shesim Lechem Ein B'chal Pashal Akum. Dim'irev sham idim im chameshas minei dagon, holchin achar harayv, yigobas harayv, afim ayriz de pashalai de kachavim yesh lahakul. And even if it's ayriz, but if it's rayv, wheat, by pashalakum yesh lahakul ayin lakamon. So even though you make a mezainis, because mezainis is not batal barayv. If you have a third flour and two thirds corn flour, if it's not made ladabek, if it's made for taste, we always say mezainis is the ikar. Nevertheless, for afiyasakum, the prima gadim is saying that you go according to rive of whatever it might be that's in the mixture.
What
happens
to
the
goy
based
in your house?
What? A goy based in your house, so we're going to deal with that in Shach Zayin. Okay, we'll get to that shortly. You mean to be more mekel, more masmer? So, okay, we'll see. You're going to be surprised then. Okay. The rice cakes are puffed rice. There's no flour in them. They're gluten free. The rice cake. Right, the bracha on rice cakes is toloi in the machlaikis regarding whole rice, puffed rice. The halacha is that if you have a whole rice. Rice, we make mezonis even on any rice. So really, according to our meaning, it's mezonis l'man hashach. But it's mezonis anyway, because we make it on whole rice, and it's all shell. So you're right, rice cakes is no shayla. Puffed wheat is where the machlokes comes. It's mezonis, yeah. It's mezonis of very fascious. But anyway, getting back here, the Shulchan Aruch has this halacha, that rather Sif Aleph is rather simple, that it's a light plug and they ask it no matter what. There's an interesting shaila in a number of achrayim. Now listen to this shaila. If you have a Jew who's eating pas and he thinks it's pas Yisrael, but you know that it's pas akum. You know it's pas akum. Let's say he buys it from a Jewish bakery and he thinks it's pas Yisrael, or whatever reason he thinks it's pas Yisrael, and you know that it's pas akum. So normally, if someone's eating treif and he thinks it's kosher, you tell him, stop. The shaila here is, the whole thing is exer v'shem chasnos, he's going to be friendly with the guy. But if he thinks he's eating pas Yisrael, so there should be no gezerah, then he's going to be friendly with a guy. What? He's part of the light plug. It's part of the light plug. All right, so it's interesting, the darkei tshuva here brings mekilim. The darkei tshuva here brings mekilim. That if they think it's pas Yisrael, even if it's really pas Akum, mekilim that you don't have to tell them. Now, that's a big chiddush to be mekel. The nafkamina will be, if someone's machmer on pas palter, he's machmer on pas palter, we'll see that they're mekilim, they're machmer. I mean, everyone holds a sikkim mutter mikra adin, but it's time lahachmer. You know that in the Seres Yimei Tshuva, people are machmer on pas palter. If he thinks it's pas Yisrael, for example, let us say that it has a hechsher, and he assumes the hechsher keeps pas Yisrael, and you happen to know that it's not true, that it's pas akum. Do you have to tell him, or don't you have to tell him? So here already you have a tziruf, because pas palter by itself is a kula. Plus the fact that the amekilim, that even if it's real pas akum, you don't have to tell them. So there's a very big tzad to be mekel. Years ago, my father had a chavrusa who was a mashkiach for pretzels for one of the regular Jewish companies. And I asked him whether it was Pas Yisrael, the pretzels, that they all make the pretzels in the same place, the National Pretzel Company. And I asked him if it's Pas Yisrael, and he told me it's not. He said only Lieber's was makbin a Pas Yisrael at the time. It may have changed since then, but this goes back at least 10 years, probably 15 years. And he told me that it's not Pas Yisrael. And matter of fact, it's interesting. He told me that the way it works is they go into the plant, they check the plant, they check the ingredients. If they've kasher, they kasher. And during manufacture, they're actually not there. They're downstairs when it's manufactured in the office section. It's all the automated stuff. And they sign off on the boxes that went through. So to make it pas Yisrael, they would have to, whatever it is, light the fires upstairs. And he told me at the time that they don't. Now, most people, I think, assume that the Jewish brands are Pas Yisrael. So I was wondering about this Nakuda, that the Dakei Tshuva brings, that if they think it's Pas Yisrael, that might be good enough. Now here there is a Heter Pas Palter also. I can't speak for all that, Shari, but I don't know what they were like. I don't know. I don't know. The Rashi said it by Bishul, he said it by Afia. Set by Afia? I think it was on Bishul. We have to check. Anyway, this is the issue. Liebes was always, he told me, he wasn't for Liebes. He was a different company. So Liebes was always marked on Afia's Israel. It could be today that they are all marked, but I don't mean to. Now, maybe. You're looking at your notes. Okay. Okay, at any rate, that's the foul. Now, Sif Bey's, certainly they're baked. They're pure baked. They're totally baked. They're the closest to pass. Why does it have to have tzuras pass? Cake is also pasakum, right? Cake is pasakum. Pretzels also. Right? Pass a bobby kiss. And the third type is if it's kuchenyevation. If it's so dry that it's brittle, that's pretzels, crackers. That's a little talk about cereals in Yitzhashem. But. Now the heter of I need to point out to you Pisrei Tshuva Aleph. Pisrei Tshuva Aleph is very important. I am besef tiferes l'maisha. If you simak of you give us if tesh or kasav. What's the next word? The pas shel mumer shari the mishachas l'slakaf mishachati Yisrael u'mutal isabita. The Pisrei Tshuva says pas by a mumer there's no pasakum. That means that in the local bakeries, they don't have to have a fermid putting in the bread, the cake, or lighting the fire. It's enough a fryer yid. Please turn to the Prima Gadim, turn two pages. The question is the Prima Gadim arguing, or is he not arguing, with what it says here in the Pisrei Tshuva? The Prima Gadim is Sifsei Das Dalit. Sorry, Sifsei Das. Bays. So it does Bays. Bays. It's just say das Bays. Ayinshach. Av kuti shein oivet avaydiz kechavim pita yasser. Even a guy who's not oivet avaydiz zara is passes asa because of a pritayres gimel pashiru because of prichadash. Pas kutim ke pashar vi kechavim. Magim she tiru shein kechavim vadin shal kutim. Pas karoim asser the mechal and shabbos habakai vi kechavim. Now that line, pas karoyim aser, the mechal and Shabbos, havakai v'kachavim. That it seems hard with this Pesach Tshuva, no? The karoyim are not Jewish. So why does he say pas karoyim aser, the mechal and Shabbos, havakai v'kachavim? That's what bothers me. Karoyim could be worse. If you say karoyim is aser, I wouldn't have any. I would say karoyim, not karoyim. Well, what's his lashon? Pas karoyim, aser de mechal and Shabbos have a kechavim. That line. What? The karoyim have Jewish roots. The karoyim keep their Shabbos. Matter of fact, they don't let fires burn on Shabbos at the time. But the question is, forgetting about getting into the topic of who the Karoyim were, let's entertain the possibility that Karoyim are a separate sug. A separate sug, there's an idea that they were Nitzku Meliyas Bnei Yisrael, which I'm not going to go into now. The question is the Lashon of the Prima Gadim. The Mechal and Shabbos, Havakai V'Kachav. It's unclear. Rav Moshe has a tshuva in which I'm going to tell you the rest of the tshuva when we learn Shal Zayin. But at the end of the tshuva, he uses a tziruf, and this is his lashon. Kishahapayelim hemi Yisrael, avshei mechali Shabbos b'fehesia, sheyosa noita kasoivrim de'en lam din akum linyin zeh. The lashon is sheyosa noita. It's more likely that they don't have a din goy linyin zeh. Do iser hu mishum chasnas v'lay nesachitun. The Tama Machmirin Tumua says those are Machmir, not like this Pesach Tshuva, he says it's Tumua. Vada Yesh Lismaich, in his case, where let's see, Lon Shach Zayin, he has a Tziruf, he says to be Saimach on it. So whether he's Saimach straight out on a Mummer, I'm not sure. He says it's Yaitse Naita and a Machmirin Tumua. It sounds like he's very close to being Makel. But in the Tshuva, which this is in Yerdeya, I believe it's Chelek Pei's Tshuva Mem Hei. So this Kula, it's not 100% clear that it'd be make a lot Mummer straight, but Mummer together with something else, let's say together with Palter, certainly there's Yesh, with any Tziruf, there's Yesh Al Malisma. So this is Pisrei Tshuva Aleph, and this again is a difference in Bishal Akum, where the Pisrei Tshuva is Machmir on a Mummer, and Afiyas Akum, where we make a lot of mummer. Now, yeah, there's a separate issue. You should know in bakeries today, the main issues are not ingredients. Today, all the ingredients are available kosher. The issue today in bakeries are challah issues, taking challah, and if you mark it on Pas Yisrael, which we're going to learn soon, a Jewish bakery is Mohammer, that to be marked on Pas Yisrael, those are the two main jobs mashgichim have going into bakeries. You check the ingredients, that's easy. You go into the storage. What? All cake is included in chasnas, yeah. So all pass. So they had to pass powder, that's what the same found. Okay, which I tell you, I can't answer. Something's easier to be machmir, something is harder. And, let's. Do we allow a mummer for the baking? So again, with a tziruf of any sort, we're makel. Without a tziruf, it's difficult because Rav Moshe's lashon is yaisa naita. It's too hard. Someone's makel, you can't fault him. As I state, all mummer are the same. Yes, all the same. Look at Rabbi Kiva Eiger, lechol pas, matzah pas bederech. Rabbi Kiva, only one Rabbi Kiva Eiger on the page. Lecho pas matzah pas bederech hasmil and basar roiv ibrei derachim. Gemara in Erevin. If you find bread on the road, so you're allowed to eat it. Again, in those days, well, this is true even nowadays. You find bread on the road, you go basar roiv. If roiv pass, that passes the area, and if roiv passes kosher, you find bread on the floor. You find the Danish. You bend down, you pick up a white bag, and they open it up, and there's a Danish inside. So what do you know? You're allowed to eat it. You could go bust a right very direct. Umashma de mechza mechza b'sabadurbanalakul. Even if it's mechza mechza. All right, so mechza mechza today there's a shot of kashrus, which is deraisa. But rive, you can go bust a rive and. What about King's Highway? Avenue J, I said. Right, even though you don't know who he is, so it's all part of the law. Okay. Asif Beis is the major kula of Paspalter. Let's learn quickly. I will review it now. We'll learn it really next week. Yesh b'kayim shemekilim b'dav of alaikam pas menachtayim. L'vkab b'makim shem shem nachni yisroham neshem shasat chak. Now here, I'd like to explain to you a machlekes rishayim, and next week we'll elaborate. Why is pas palter mutter? What's the reason that pas that comes from a bakery is mutter, that's made to sell is mutter? There are two mahalchim, both which are mentioned in the shach, the taz dalid. The gezeira originally was on everything. The original gezeira was on all pass, and the gezeira the Taz says was loynis pashit b'chol hamakaymis. The Rambam writes that any gezeira derabanan that was not makubal by Klal Yisrael doesn't have any effect. The Rambam in his rules of what you need to make a takana derabanan writes that it has to have been makubal by Klal Yisrael. Now it was makubal once. You can't come today and we'll all make up just to unmakabal it and all mutz will be mutter. It doesn't work that way. But originally, it has to be makubal. We call that gezeira she'ein roif tzi b'yachayim l'lamay by takana drabanan that Klal Yisrael didn't accept. So it's a sheminakum. Beis dina desharo mishcha. Originally, Rabbeinu HaKadosh made a gezeira that sheminakum is also oil. You wouldn't be allowed to use from a guy. But they saw that Klal Yisrael was not accepting it. It's ein roif tzi b'yachayim l'lamay by. And they called it beis dina desharo mishcha, the bezin that was mat oil. No, deraisas you have to keep no matter what. But gzeirah derabanan that were originally made, so now the question, these are the two mahalchim. Is it a gzeirah that, like the Taz says, yeshu gzeirah is pasul and is pasul b'chol hamakaymos? There was never makubal. And since it was never makubal by paspalter, so therefore there is no gzeira. Or, as the Shach brings, that really it was makubal. But because it became very difficult, it's one thing when you have a heavy concentration of Jews in one area, but as Jews got spread in the Gauls, it was difficult. Chazru vihitiru paspalter, that they came back and they said you can be make on paspalter. Nafkamina is a big nafkamina. If they were, the gzeira never had force of gzeira. There was never such a gzeira. So why do I have to be machmir? There was never such a gzeira. I don't have to be machmir paspalter. If there was such a gzeira, there was a gzeira. And because of the tchak, they had to come back and make an exception, then there's a time to be machmir, because there was such a gzeira originally made. Now we're going to learn next week in the Taz, the Shach, who brings the two shittos, and the afkamina is between them. So, Mitzvah Hashem, next week, regular time, we'll start.